A 2009 survivor looks ahead to 2010. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. We've closed out a 2009 that got ugly for general aviation manufacturers, and 2010 lies ahead. How did the maker of the world's best-selling piston singles make it through 2009, and what's the plan for the year to come? Today, we start a multi-part look at the business of GA and business at Cirrus Aircraft as ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell sits down with Cirrus CEO Brent Wouters.
Brent, how the hell do you survive a year like 2009?
Well, you duck and you weave. The answer is you adapt fairly quickly to whatever the world throws you and whatever circumstances you find yourself in. And certainly that's what we did. We tried to focus on those key elements that we thought were the right moves for the long term and, you know, do your best in the short term to work toward those solutions. So, for example, in our case, you know, one of the first and biggest things that we did was we made sure that our production output was very conservative and very low. And that did two things for us. That not only allowed us to strengthen prices overall, get closer to full retail price, if you will, on the airplanes, but it created an element of scarcity in the marketplace and made sure that your demand was, in fact, slightly higher than your output. And I think those, you know, job number one is to make sure you've got supply and demand balanced.
Let's take a look at what 2009 required. I mean, obviously, not too long ago, during the salad days of Cirrus and most of GA, we were all building a lot more airplanes, and there was, you know, conceivably no end in sight. But if you can, let's try to encapsulate what were the measures that had to be taken to draw things down to deal with today's reality.
Well, I think none of us knew where demand would stabilize, and fortunately, demand has indeed stabilized. But none of us knew where that level would be. So, first and foremost, you had to be ready to cut your production as demand declined, and continue to cut it if the demand wasn't there. And that helps you solidify not only new airplane prices, but used airplane prices. And that's good for all types of consumers. It's certainly good for the product and the resale value overall. After that, your primary goal is to make sure that your cost structure is matched to whatever you believe your stabilized demand is. And certainly I think the entire world had trouble figuring out just how low the demand was going to be. But in our case, where I would have preferred to reduce our cost structure all at once to a sort of a stable level, we couldn't find that stable level until a certain point. Sort of mid 2009, and so once we found that point, we just continued to reduce our cost structure as new information came about, and stable, put it at a level that you can sustain it for a long period of time, and that's really what we accomplished in the early fall.
So where does Cirrus stand right now as 2009 comes to a close? What kind of year was it? I realize it's we're going to have to deal with some estimations because there's still a few days left in the calendar. But
sure.
How did Cirrus fare throughout 2009?
Well, I think if you looked at the numbers for the calendar 2009, you'd look at them and say those are not particularly good numbers. But that's really not what we were shooting for. What we were shooting for is making sure that we're stabilized and that the trajectory of the business is the right direction. So, as I look back at the year, it's really been an extraordinary turnaround. The trajectory of the business today is terrific. Not only have we been stable, our demand has been stable for a number of months. It's appreciably higher than most of our competitors. We've increased our market share. We have at the same time solidified our new airplane prices. People are seeing it most evidently in the used airplane prices because those have solidified very quickly. The demand in the used marketplace is very strong, and our resale values have climbed considerably. And you'll hear people talking about the fact that they got a great price or an offer for their used airplane, and as they look to Cirrus for a new airplane, some of them have been disappointed that they didn't get a big discount from Cirrus. But the two go hand in hand. You solidify the used prices by being disciplined about supply and demand on the new airplanes and being disciplined about how you therefore discount or don't discount the new airplanes. So we've eliminated discounts on the new airplanes. We have made sure that our demand is slightly above our supply, and used prices as a result have started to really improve, and new prices as effective in January are very, very solid, and that's good. That doesn't mean that you're maximizing your volume. You're certainly maximizing the margin on each airplane, and that's what you have to do in these down markets. Today, the trajectory, so demand is stable, prices are improving dramatically, and the trajectory of our profitability is terrific. Our cash flow, we've made it through the last 15 months without external capital. So any way you shape it, that's an amazing accomplishment. And we're heading into the end of the year with the trajectory of the business, cash flow positive. Our cost structure is low and it's very attractive. We'll be very profitable here in these months through the winter, I suspect, or we'll be reasonably profitable. And I think the trajectory of the business overall is very strong. If you look at our balance sheet, we've reduced in the last 15 months. We've reduced inventory by $70 million. Now that's an extraordinary feat and takes a tremendous amount of focus. The only bad news was it was $70 million higher. But the good news is it's very low and very efficient today. We've also reduced our long-term liabilities overall, debt and all types, by $23 million. We have improved over the last several months. We've been adding net additions to our jet positions, double-digit additions each month in the last 3 or 4 months. So I'm very, very encouraged by the trajectory of the business, whether you look at the balance sheet, whether you look at the income statement, or whether you, more importantly, look at what customers are saying about us, and that's probably the most important element of what I see out there. Today we're seeing customers being extremely complimentary of what we're doing and overall as a strategy, and, not looking at the detailed financials. They're focused on whether we're delivering on our promises, whether we've in fact put the customer first and the airplane second. I think that we've worked very hard to make sure that customer service and putting the customer first is at the forefront of everyone's mind, and we're making progress on that.
In a moment, juggling a down economy and negative press at the same time. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Platt. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking about overcoming the challenges of 2009 with Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters.
There are a couple of issues that have popped up in general media that obviously you had to address at various points. Both the Duluth and the Grand Forks papers covered issues in regards to properties that you rent from those municipalities in order to conduct production. And obviously there's some issues that stand out there. Can you encapsulate what that's really all about at this point?
Yeah, sure. That's an easy one. The newspaper articles, I laugh about this frequently. In fact, this morning it came out again in the local Duluth paper. Really all the reporters apparently have time to do is say, that we owe the city of Duluth money or we owe the city of Grand Forks money. they don't take the time to understand at least the facts. Most of the time, they've gotten the facts entirely wrong. The interesting part is, over the last 2 weeks, I have gone over and given a presentation to the city of Grand Forks and their city council, as well as the Duluth Economic Development Authority and the mayor here in Duluth, with details to show them the progress in our business and show them actually to with the message that we're there to actually work out any prior any amounts due to both parties. So the good news, the punchline of all this is that the good news is we're strong enough today that I'm out there talking to them about resolving those amounts due. But what is missed when they often report on these things is we were the ones who went to the city of Grand Forks and the city of Duluth early on and said, we're not going to pay your rent for a period of time, and communicated with them so that we could maximize the number of jobs that we retained. So all of this was very much expected by them for us to accumulate a certain amount due to them. Throughout 2009, I said to both of them that we would not be paying those bills during 2009 until the business stabilized, until we figured out where we were. And now we're back saying, we can actually resolve these issues and get this behind us. All they want to report on is the fact that we owe them this money. And, that was always part of the plan. We communicated very well with them, and they've been very supportive. The city, the mayors of both cities have been really terrific, very supportive of us, and we're in a position now to reward them and pay them back on those obligations.
What's the situation right now with suppliers? How's that all working out at this point?
Well, they've been supportive as well. The truth is, over the last 3 or 4 months, we have reduced our amounts due to pay to suppliers by closer to $9 million. And, year over year, if you look at this time last year, we're about $9 billion lower than we were in the fourth quarter of 2008. So at the peak of the challenges, we've actually made a very good dent in that. We still have some obligations to catch up on, and it's slow going, and it's week to week, month to month. You have to try to work with them and try to whittle away at the challenges. But we're paying suppliers more each week, more dollars each week than we're borrowing from them. So again, that's what positive cash flow will do for you, is allow you to progressively right the ship. And that's where we are definitely making progress. So I've been very pleased with how supportive they are. I've been very pleased that we could meet, communicate with them very effectively and then follow up our words with actions, and we've done that very well.
How critical has the FIKI introduction been to the success of Cirrus in weathering the storm, if you will, and to go ahead with the weather metaphor at this stage of the game?
Right. Well, it's been very important, but not just FIKI alone. Garmin, the Cirrus Perspective System by Garmin, that has been an important element. Known ice, all of the advancements that we've put forth in this down market have really contributed to extending our lead on the product front overall. And any time that you can, I talk some about the financials. I want people to really know about the trends in our balance sheet, the trends in our income statement, so they can be assured of our strength. But most importantly, we have focused on continuing our philosophy of product innovation. Those who say that we haven't continued it are just because we don't talk about all the things that are coming, and we never have talked about them. And we've extended our product lead. We have more things on the way, but we have tried to package those and slow those down a little bit so that we don't change the airplane too quickly and erode the resale value, and we will do that. I've said that from the very beginning. But we have important introductions, just like we did in 2009, that will continue to extend our product lead overall. FIKI, known ice, is an absolutely tremendous improvement in the capability and the utility of the airplane. So you can't understate the importance of that in helping us get through the last year. I think that was one of the key factors that caused those that did buy airplanes to buy airplanes. But most people still kept their money in their wallet, and I think the vast majority of the benefit of FIKI, realizing the demand that a lot of people out there want FIKI and just haven't opened their wallet yet. And I think most of the demand and the trade up to known ice is in front of us still.
Well, let's face it, we're just a couple of months into the latest winter season, and there are a bunch of us sitting by kind of looking at icing levels and this, that, and the other, and realizing what it is that we have to deal with and what kind of margins we have to play with in a known icing airplane, flown responsibly and from somebody who's gotten the proper education and background, gives you an awful lot of leeway in regards to what you can and cannot do.
Right. It's the people that have hopped in the airplane and really begun to use known ice, even more than they thought, it has really changed the way they can use the airplane. It is a dramatic improvement.
In tomorrow's special feature, the impact of 2009's economy on the Cirrus Jet program. Parts 2 and 3 of this conversation have already been posted on our website if you prefer not to wait. Jim Campbell is ANN's editor-in-chief. Brent Wouters is the CEO of Cirrus Aircraft. Find out more at www.cirrusaircraft.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.